The next case will be 061442, Franklin Electric Company v. Dover Corporation.
Thank you, Your Honors. May it please the Court. This is a patent case, and the issues are two. The first question is whether or not this term, claim term, facilitate positioning, requires a physical contact with the spill collector as called for in the claim. And the second issue is, if it does not require this physical contact, does the district court's grant of summary judgment of non-infringement need to be reversed in the case remanded to the court? Now, the term facilitate positioning was interpreted by the district court by going to the dictionary, and we also believe, and that there was heavy emphasis on the dictionary meaning of facilitate, which the court found to mean assist, and then a misreading, we believe, of figure 7 in the patent, as well as overlooking the specification. If we go back and we do what we consider a more proper interpretation of the term facilitate positioning, regardless of what we might come away with by looking at the dictionary, the context of the term facilitate positioning and the context of the invention as described in the specification and also in the prosecution history, we believe indicates that facilitate positioning, that term in the claim, does not require any physical contact between these tubular extensions and the spill collector. In fact,
don't you concede that there's contact at the top where the O-ring is?
Correct, in figure 7 of the patent.
Yes,
yes, and we also point out that the spill collector as shown in the embodiment of the patent is tapered so that there is not contact or not necessarily contact with the lower.
When you look at figure 7, can you really tell? I mean, there's a little line that comes from the from 19 from the over and touches the side of the spill collector. What's that little line?
Well, I don't believe there is.
There's a line. You can see it. Look on page JA25. Right?
There's a
little line that comes over and touches the angle downside of the spill collector on both sides. Number 19, the extension 19.
I think I understand, Your Honor. The line there, of course, is the upper extension has a top. It's an open top. Coming down through that open top of the upper extension 19 is a tapered end of the spill collector. Now, I think what we could do if we gaze at this picture a little bit, we could imagine that the spill collector is passed in through the sump cover after the sump cover and the sump shield are assembled. For it to stop where it's shown in figure 7, this O-ring seal 53 has to press fit against the upper end of the downward extension 51.
What's the significance of the comment in the file history that in the prior art the spill collector had to be cemented in the ground?
I think that with the prior art, and there were a number of references there, but what they have in common is that they were indeed spill collectors positioned in tubular housings, but that was all there was to it.
And what comment about cemented in the ground?
I think they were cementing the tubular housing in the ground. So there was a spill.
The spill collector no longer needs to be concreted into the ground. What did they mean by that?
I believe this is what they mean. The invention was beyond the spill collector. What this invention was something bigger than
the spill collector. Why was the spill collector concreted in the ground in the past?
The prior art that we saw had a tubular housing that was concreted into the ground and spill collected.
Keep it from flopping around when it got filled up?
Correct, right. To hold the tubular housing fixed, and a spill collector was attached to the riser, it could go up and down depending on temperature fluctuations. So that was talked about in the prior art. The point here of this invention, and we've sort of lost that, I believe, even down below, is that it was not about a spill collector. It was not about a spill collector being accommodated in a tubular housing. What this invention was all about was a containment assembly. Something bigger, they even used the word big on the previous page in the prosecution history, something bigger than a spill collector.
Well, I agree with you on that. I think the reason why you got your rejection wasn't because you failed to facilitate positioning. You got your rejection because you weren't deemed to be sufficiently different from prior art.
Right.
And you pointed out, yes, our structure is.
Right, we have and I think one of the key limitations that were added to get around the prior art was the fact that we had the sump shield that then covered the sump opening and had a downward flange to it, so that now this was something bigger than the spill collector. It had a sump cover, it had a frame, and it had a sump shield, all of which was going to accommodate a spill collector in it. And I think this word accommodate that I just used is more the sense of what was being talked about in the claim for
Isn't the gist of your claim construction argument, sir, that what the trial judge did was to read facilitate positioning as if it said facilitate securing
a
spill collector therein, locking it in?
Correct.
Facilitate positioning means providing the place to put it.
That's correct.
As opposed to facilitating latching it down or securing it.
Correct, Your Honor. It's more what we're talking about, and I think you're saying the same thing, is we're providing a space where a spill collector can be placed. Because the invention is not the spill collector, it's not the positioning of the spill collector, the invention is this bigger assembly.
That may be true, but I mean, if you had said in your claim to facilitate securing the spill collector therein,
correct,
you'd be dead.
That's right.
Right? Even though that really wasn't your invention, it would have been an unfortunate selection of words from your perspective.
That's right, although in this case we have other evidence in the internal record to guide us on what facilitate positioning means. In other words, positioning is not the same as securement, if that was at all suggested by Your Honor.
Well, the word facilitate shows up in the written description at two or three places.
Correct.
And it showed up in the written description before the claim got the magic word facilitate tucked into it.
Right, and facilitate is shown in the written description was talking about openings, allowing access. It had this word of accommodating or allowing or permitting. It was
like being able to make the nut in the hole and being able to get around it. So
right, but it didn't require a securement. It didn't require a contact. It was just an opening. It was defining an opening being there. And also in the prosecution history, when this term facilitate positioning was put in, the applicant remarked in describing the claim, I thought, insightfully, or at least very indicative of what's going on here, it said the claim one now includes clarification of sump cover as accepting a spill collector. It goes on to say about the sump shield, the top end of the sump shield, accepting a spill collector. This idea of accepting, this idea of accommodating.
Did I misunderstand your adversary and argument in their brief to say that even if you prevail on your claim construction, facilitate positioning doesn't require contact with the sides of the spill collector, there still is no literal infringement?
That is their argument, and
And what is your response to that?
Well, I suppose there's two responses. I think in our reply brief, our response was, well, it seems implicit in that kind of argument that you're still requiring some sort of physical contact. And if we get beyond that, then that was not what was passed on down below. That is, the court down below found that the water shroud boot, that is this outer, let's call it tubular housing, surrounding the spill collector, made no contact with the spill collector, and therefore there was no infringement because it required securement or required this physical contact. the defendant now, OPW now, is saying, well, even if that was true, it doesn't require physical contact. The outer boot, this outer tubular housing boot, does nothing to assist positioning, does nothing to affect positioning of the spill collector, and therefore there can't be any infringement. Mm-hmm. Again, our point is that with the proper claim construction, you don't have this proactive sense of positioning. It's just accommodating. It has an opening accommodating. And indeed, the outer tubular housing, this water shroud boot, has a, there's a lower extension coming off the cover, and there's an upper extension coming off the water shroud. I believe at page 24 of our main brief is a, is probably the best pictorial of the accused device. It allows us to use terminology here. The claim calls for a sump shield. OPW has something called a water shroud, which has a part that fits over the sump opening and then sort of L-shaped in cross-section. And it comes across and goes up, and that upward side would be an upward extension. Between that upward extension of the water shroud and a top ring beneath the cover is what we call the water shroud boot, a bellows-type structure. And coming down from the cover is what the lower court referred to in its decision as a ring. It's sort of a bracket towards the upper end of the...
You're not arguing for an order from us saying that there is literal infringement as a matter of law. Aren't you asking for a correction of an erroneous claim construction and a remand?
Yes, Your Honor, because the district court in its decision indicated by a footnote that it had made no, it's on JA21, it had made no finding whether or not these elements that I was just referring to now, this downward extension from the sump cover and upward extension of the water shroud were present, so it made no finding at this point.
Mr. Ross, let me ask you this. It seemed to me that in the accused structure, this spill bucket is in place before the sump cover is put in place. So in that sense, the spill bucket, it seemed to me, is positioned independently of the sump cover.
And that is a point that OPW makes. But Your Honor...
But isn't that a valid statement?
I don't believe it makes any difference when the spill bucket is placed in this assembly. Because again, the construction that we believe is proper is that facilitate positioning has to do with providing an opening that accommodates a spill bucket.
But if the positioning is already accomplished before the cover is put in place, then the cover, it seems to me, plays no role, whether it's characterized as allowing or holding or anything else. The positioning takes place independently of the cover. And if that's true, then in what respect can the cover facilitate positioning since that's already done?
Without using the word facilitate positioning, let me answer this way. I believe it accommodates it in the final sense, in the assembled sense. When the OPW system is assembled, it has the cover, sump cover, it has the water shroud, it has an outer, it has outer downward extensions, upward extensions. In that sense, when it's all put together with this water shroud, it is accomplishing what the invention was talking about, and it's accomplishing what's called for in the claim. It is facilitating the positioning because it's there.
If this were a process claim or a product by process claim, Judge Lynn's comment would be probably devastating, wouldn't it?
That's correct. If we had steps that we had to follow, first comes this and then comes that, that's correct, but we just have an apparatus.
Your argument is you've got a structure claim and it doesn't really make much difference how, which piece is put in place first.
That's correct. I'm reserving some time for rebuttal.
Mr. Scheller?
Thank you, Your Honor. May it please the Court, John Scheller on behalf of OPW, Dover Corporation. Your Honor, the term facilitate positioning requires more than simply allowing access or accommodation or simply surrounding the spill collector. I'd like to talk about two items, the first being the construction of facilitate positioning, and the second, the non-infringement position. And with respect to the first item, there's several elements. All of our construction, OPW's construction, is based upon the intrinsic record here. And importantly,
what's your best argument on it, from the claim language itself, that facilitate positioning actually means facilitate securing?
Your Honor, the claim language that was added not only requires facilitate positioning, but also requires that the holes of the downward and upward extensions be sized, shaped, and oriented to facilitate positioning. This is not a hole.
But my point is, it could be the size, shape, and contour creates the space into which you can drop something. That's the theory of your adversary. Or it could be a space in which you drop something and lock it in, so to speak. And that's your position. And that's the position of the district court. What I was asking is, what's your strongest support from the claim language itself that facilitate positioning means facilitate, in essence, securing or locking, both creating the place and creating the lock?
Your Honor, the problem with...
You can be honest with me. There's really nothing in the claim language, right?
Right. The problem with claim language is that it was added during prosecution, and so prosecution history sheds more light on interpretation of the claims. And so the claims themselves... You really need to go...
Right, but the claims weren't amended in order to put in the limitation facilitate positioning, right?
Correct.
That's not why the claims were amended.
The claims were amended to overcome the rejection, and the patentee chose a route to overcome that rejection. And the patentee's choice was to add several amendments, a lot of language to the claim one, and that included the downward extension...
Doesn't your case really turn on JA-369?
Yes,
the language
just
says axis containing and supporting and concreted.
Yes, Your Honor, and that's the prosecution history, both 368 and 369. The entire context of 368 and 369 and the remarks of the amendment explain that the downward and upward extensions must do more than allow access. They must assist in positioning and supporting.
Well, you can assist in positioning by creating the place to put it. You know, if I create a room, I've assisted in positioning things in the room. So that part of the analysis is a wash. It goes either way. It seems to me that supporting, that is to say, facilitate the position, means to get it in the place and then lock it down. And I didn't see anything in the record other than 368, 69 that really supported your case.
Well,
is there anything else?
368, 369 is the best, but also, Your Honor, there is some reference in the specification to a mating that occurs between the downward extending sleeves and the upward extending sleeves.
Yeah, but nobody's arguing. The other side concedes that the two sides are there.
Correct.
They define the space. It's like you could have a room that didn't have any real walls and just had open space, like there's open space between those columns, but you can also then have walls. And so the adversary is saying, yeah, we agree the upward and downward extensions made and they create a space. And the pipe on the bottom that the thing's going to sit on, in essence, creates the floor.
Your Honor, there's an important comment that's made in prosecution history regarding the riser pipe, and also about the point that the prior art was concreted into the ground. And concreting into the ground shows that the prior art required firmness. There was structure there that was holding the spill bucket in place.
Well, but we don't know. I suppose they could have dug a hole and not had the concrete, and that would be analogous to your adversary's construction of the claim?
Well, my adversary's construction, I think that would be analogous to my adversary's construction, which is now allowing or accommodating, I guess, placement of the spill bucket. But when the patentee amended the language, the prosecution history not only talks about the language of the riser pipe, it also talks about supporting and containing spill collector. And the language of supporting and containing is the most...
Containing?
Yes, that is at page JA-369, Your Honor. It is the fifth line down, and it's the second full sentence. And it states, it acts as a housing for containing and supporting a spill collector.
Well, containing is just, that's a place to put it.
Right. Yeah. But the housing and supporting, it acts as a housing for supporting spill collector. And this language, and it was a part of the amendment, and it talks about claim one, and it talks about the containment assembly. And each sentence talks about the addition that is made and explains that there must be a support for the spill collector. Now, this is also a part of the concreting that occurred in the prior art. Patentee stated on 369, J 369, and what's the next sentence, after saying that it was a housing for containing and supporting, the next sentence states...
Doesn't our precedent stand for the proposition that the first thing you do is you look at the claim language?
Yes, Your Honor.
And I think we've all agreed that the claim language doesn't result in a victory for you because it doesn't clearly say that facilitating the position means locking it down or facilitating containment or securing.
Facilitate position.
So we look then to the specification, and there are several uses of the word facilitate in the spec, a couple of which are helpful to you, a couple of which are helpful to the other side. Then we look at the file history. Doesn't our precedent say if you're going to use the file history as the trump card, it's got to be pretty much clear and convincing?
And you
feel that A368, 368, 69 is just clear as a bell.
I believe it is, Your Honor.
Reasonable people couldn't debate what this means.
No, Your Honor. And it's also, if you look at each sentence, and I talked about the concreting and also a little bit about the pipe, the riser pipe.
Well, the problem is the word it. You know, it all comes down to these patent cases, a simple little word. It acts as a housing. The it refers to the invention as a whole, not to the little shape.
Yes, Your Honor. When you read, I think, each sentence separately and together in context, you see what the it is referring to. And in fact, the prior sentence talks about thus the invention. The sentence before that talks about thus from the spill collectors, and it talks about the sump cover containment assembly. That's at the top of 369. It is continuation. The whole this is one paragraph that begins on 368 and continues to 369. And the whole paragraph has one subject heading, the amendment to claim one. And each sentence that follows, beginning with claim one is amended to include further clarifying and limiting language. The next one, claim one now includes clarification of the sump cover as accepting a spill collector, both the upward and downward. And I think if you go through each sentence individually, Your Honor, and you read in context, when you get to the it, I don't think it's talking about the invention, it's talking about the housing. And the housing can only be the upward and downward extensions. And that's what the amendment was made to facilitate positioning language that was added.
Now, well, that sentence then would have read, the housing acts as, you know, containing and supporting.
It says, the prior sentence talks about, thus the invention of amended claim one is capable of much more. And the prior sentence before that talks about the sump cover containment assembly. Okay. And so I think it's talking about the amendment to claim one. It's talking about the containment assembly. And I think that all these sentences here on 368...
Maybe if reasonable people could dispute exactly how much specificity there is in these two pages, then there isn't the clear and convincing signal from the file history that you need to satisfy our legal test.
Your Honor, even if you look to the plain and ordinary meaning of the term facilitate, it requires, and the district court did not look to a dictionary. The district court looked to the plain and ordinary meaning of the term facilitate, and that required to assist in the positioning. And that assisting was accomplished by physical contact, as depicted in Figure 7.
Now, where in 7 do we actually see the bucket touching, except at the top or the O-ring? Where in Figure 7 are we sure that there is contact between the upper, lower, and the bucket?
Your Honor, I believe on Figure 7, the upward extension that comes up on the, if you look to line 19, or if you look to the bucket on the right side, the upward extension, which is labeled, actually is not a number. 105
Where is the wall of the bucket is angled, correct?
It is, Your Honor.
Right. And so let's look at the very bottom of the where the bucket's sitting on the pipe.
Yes.
On the left there, now move up. The upward the 19 extension, if it's touching, it's touching because of little lines that are drawn over from the top of it, right?
Yes, Your Honor.
What are those lines? They're not structure because the structure of 19 has got two pieces to it. I put a magnifying glass on this, and there is a line that touches, but it's a single line. And the single line doesn't denote structure.
But, Your Honor, what the patentee explained in the prosecution history is an important statement, and that is that this spill collector will still be supported even if the riser pipe fails. And that means that if the riser pipe fails in any regard, I think we have to consider that fail means
where is that statement?
That's on 369, Your Honor. And it actually begins the last sentence of 368 and continues to 369.
368?
Yes, the very last sentence.
Thus, when the spill collectors...
Of the patents, yes.
Sharp.
Exactly, or the block. Fail. Because someone was a bit careless, or in the pipe connecting the spill collector and the gas tank fails, the sump cover containment assembly of the present invention prevents intrusion into the surrounding soil. In other words, Your Honor, if the riser pipe fails, if it breaks, the bucket spill collector will still be supported. There will not be any intrusion into the soil.
But the only way to get intrusion into the soil would be if the bucket had a hole in it.
But this talks about, Your Honor, if the pipe fails. In other words, in the prior art assemblies, what the patentee, I believe, is saying is that if the pipe failed...
The pipe at the bottom of the sump? The
pipe at the bottom.
Bottom of the collector.
Because that's the pipe between... That's the riser pipe that goes from the spill collector to the gas tank. The tank down below.
Well, what has contact with the sidewalls got to do with preventing intrusion in the surrounding soil by a leak in the bottom of the thing?
What this is saying is that there's a structure there that holds the spill bucket in place, even if the pipe below it fails. That you don't need to have it concreted into ground anymore. You don't need to have it supported by a concrete. You now have a structure by the upward and downward extensions. And the patentee decided...
Yeah, I don't get it. I'd think the structure would have to be on the bottom if that's where the pipe were.
Is the answer to Judge Clevenger the fact that if you look at Figure 7 on the right-hand side, the spill bucket has tapered sides, and that the tapered side walls, as it sits in the housing there, sort of midway down the side, seem to be abutting against the top of the upward extension 19.
Yes.
In other words, if you can't push the tapered bucket down anymore because it is abutting the top of that extension 19.
Yes.
So even if the fill tube 56 were eliminated or destroyed, that the bucket couldn't go any lower because it's already running into the top of extensions 19.
Yes, Your Honor.
Then there's the physical contact.
Exactly. In addition, if we look to
if the pipe broke, you could push the collection bucket down halfway, according to Judge Lynn's analysis.
No, because the upward extension, which extends out, is on the inside of the downward extension, would hold the bucket up.
Well, that's assuming that it's actually touching the side there.
Well, are you talking about the upward and downward extensions?
Yeah.
The upward and downward extensions, Your Honor, according to the specification, mate.
They're mated, but I agree with that. But they don't necessarily touch the side of the collection bucket.
Well,
that's what's hard to tell from the drawing.
Right. And Your Honor, I do think it does show contact. And the bucket on the right hand side does show contact. I think more clearly because you can see the tapered ends of the bucket. It does show contact between the tapered end and the upward extension. And I don't think that, in fact, Franklin Electric has conceded that there's engagement between...
Engagement at the top, up at the O-ring, they admit that.
Correct.
Right. But that's not what the district court found. The district court found that there has to be the touching down the sides of the upper and the lower extensions.
I think that's a misreading of the district court's construction. I think the district court does not require touching along the entire surface. It only required physical contact. And that's consistent with Figure 7, that there's physical contact at the points where the upward and downward extensions contact.
Well, there's physical contact in the accused device once you put the collar around.
There's no physical contact, Your Honor, between the optional water shroud boot and the bucket of OPW's configuration. OPW's
at the very top?
At the very top, no, Your Honor. What happens is it's connected by an O-ring on an outer lip of the sump cover. And it does not, it's an optional, an important part about the OPW multi-port. I'm out of time, Your Honor. May I wrap up?
Just finish. Is that the end of the question? The answer?
Yes, Your Honor.
All right. Well, that's sufficient then. Thank you.
Great. Thank you.
Mr. Ross?
I believe there are a number of reasons why facilitated positioning does not require physical contact, but if we could just address this figure 7 for a moment.
Okay.
I think we will all agree, even without a magnifying glass, that on the left-hand side of figure 7, the tapered midway part of the bucket is not touching the upward extension. Now, I think that Judge Lynn was focusing on the right-hand side of that bucket, where it looked like there is contact. But that's only because we have copies of copies here. And in a mechanical sense, you wouldn't draw a bucket in a housing canted like this, that it's touched on one side and not on another. What that would do is, when you drop the bucket down through this tubular opening formed by the downward extension, upward extension, you would get the bucket. This is awkward using my hands, but you would get the bucket sort of canting. And that's not how they're designing it. So,
but that's really not what I was saying, and maybe I'm reading more into this than exists. Right. But it seems to me that, and I was not looking at the, I was looking at the right side of Figure 7, which is the only side that shows a bucket. Correct.
Yes.
Right.
So and it seems to me both sides of the bucket are touching the top of extensions 19, and if it's not shown, it just seems to me to be the only conclusion you can draw. Much like you would have a tapered Dixie cup that fit into a plastic holder, the side midway down the sides of the cup, there is contact with the holder, and you can't push that cup down anymore because it hits the holder. It seems to me that's exactly what's going on here. You've got a tapered bucket that fits inside this upper extension 19, and it gets to a certain point, it can't go any further.
It's due to the contact at the top between the outer ring, which is the wide.
But there's nothing at the top. The O-ring would slide down the...
The O-ring, this is not unusual. The O-ring is a little bit wider than the inner diameter of that upper extension, downward extension, the upper part of the tubular housing.
Mm-hmm.
And so what is not unusual mechanically is that the O-ring, which is compressible, is pushed down into the bucket. It compresses and forms a press fit, and eventually the pressure just held there. It is like the Dixie cup in the holder.
All right, thank you very much. Case is submitted.
All rise.